The Arabian Rundown is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by the WEEM podcast staff. From music and movies to fun challenges, join Brooklyn Schuyler, Logan Romine, and Sophia Bevan every other Thursday for a fun-filled hour.
Welcome back to another episode of the Arabian Rundown right here on 91.7 WEEM. I'm your host, Logan Romine, and I'm here with
Sophia Bevan,
Brooklyn Schuyler.
Well, first of all, we're going to start this episode off with talking about what we've been up to since the last episode. So have y'all been up to anything interesting?
I don't know. A lot's happened since the last episode was recorded. There's a lot.
It's a hefty amount.
I'm realizing now that this episode is not getting posted for like a month.
What to say? I can start talking about my future plan. I'm kidding.
I've made the bad decision of starting to think about college. And that has been the world's worst decision I've ever decided to do.
Don't the counselors come in and talk to you about that?
Yeah, they did. And you want to know what? It's made me spiral. Oh. Okay. No, becoming a junior is the world's worst thing. There are tears in my eyes. Becoming a junior is the world's worst thing. Because A, they start you off first quarter career fair. And there's
I know they did that
fair.
To us too.
The career and college fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sophomores, I feel like you can just kind of enjoy the fact that you're not in class a little more.
Yeah.
But then juniors, you're like, oh shoot, these could be places that I'm going to. For most people, that's how you find out what college you're going to. Or jobs, which I mean, all the jobs were kind of weird, but whatever. It wasn't one engine, but there were colleges there. So then you have to think oh shoot, I'm a junior. I have to start actually thinking about this stuff.
I gotta lock in for a second. Wait.
Exactly. I spiraled after that college and career fair. It was so bad. I made a whole notes app.
I have what I want to do planned out already. So I'm not too worried about it. I actually just played how many pens can I collect at that career fair? I had about 20 pens after that career fair.
Oh my gosh.
One from every single booth that had pens.
That's nice.
That's great.
Are you still using those pens to this day?
Yeah. I use them for stuff in here all the time.
Oh, wow. I'm going to just have to start stealing that idea.
Yeah. It's like a Pokemon hunt. You gotta
and they're free.
Exactly.
And they're free.
And they won't question anything as long as you listen to them talk. And even if you don't, if you sneak up while they're talking to someone else, you just go.
Yeah. A little pen.
Yeah. And they don't care. It's great.
What have I been up to? I'm in indoor percussion. We just had a competition. We got first place. So that's been pretty good.
Whoa.
We just practicing for that. Not really much else. My life's pretty boring outside of all my band kid activities.
So. Me with choir.
Speaking of first place, I've heard that there might have been some winning happening in choir lately.
Yeah. So our Univoice division, which is our Emerald Switch, which is our all girls choir, has won every single, has gone undefeated this season, has swept every single competition.
Jeez. Good for them.
They're currently ranked first in the nation.
Wow.
For the small Univoice division. And then us as the mixed group, Pendletones. We come second to another group called Ron Colley from up north. They're good. We're close to them, but they're still good. They still beat us out. And then we competed large, so we got third, which is a lot of large schools focus on their mixed choirs more than their Univoice because that's their top team.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why Sweets usually wins in the large division and we get second or third. We actually tied for second, but we got third overall. Other than that, yeah, we're ranked second in the nation for the small mixed Univoice right now, according to Show Choir Connect. As of right now, as the time of this recording, we are. But hopefully that continues to go up. Hopefully keep getting more points. Hope keep doing better.
Awesome.
Cooking. I always feel like choir and band are one and the same when it comes to stuff like that. A lot of time put into something and competitions, the way stuff is scored and just how much work is going into it is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I got props to you guys.
Yeah, definitely. You don't really know how much work it is until you're actively involved in it. It's it's a lot more work than you think.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, and you guys can argue this, but I will end up right. I know that radio kids are so band kids is obviously the majority. Of title, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't say choir kids and radio kids. You say band kids, but band kids encompasses choir. No matter how much you want to say, it doesn't.
Not.
What do you mean encompasses? Like
when you think you're like, oh, that's a band kid. It could be a choir kid. They're just calling them a band kid or something like that.
You're just like, you're using the word for different
things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also radio goes under band kid too.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but like, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not.
Because I'm just a genius. Anyways.
Insane intelligence. It's those apple skins that you're eating.
Yes, it is.
Apple skins?
You were here for that? She eats the skin off of apples.
No, okay.
Well, like, yeah, you eat the apple with the skins on
it. No, she'll eat just the skin.
Apple skin spaghetti. Wait, no. Okay, so wait. Please hold. So you know when you make like apple pie and you have to like take the skin off of it?
Yeah. And then usually you
throw it away.
Throw it away. Like a normal person.
I like to eat it.
I mean, I think that's
that's fine. That's not bad.
It's not.
It's an apple.
It's fine. But like, what are you doing with the rest of the apple?
Putting it in apple pie.
Okay. But I'm just not wasting. He's making it seem like you're just eating the apple skin and then throwing the rest of the apple away.
No. Okay, like, no.
But would you, like, do the same with a banana? Like, if you were making a banana?
Ew.
Well, that's different, though. That's different.
Because you can't eat the skin of a banana.
You can eat the skin of an apple, but no one eats the skin of a banana.
Would you eat, like, the skin of, like, a peach?
Yeah.
Do
people not do that?
Peach skins?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't...
Like, tomatoes? You bite into those?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They don't really have an inside, though.
It's all tomato.
I mean, like, peach? Yeah, I guess peach would be like the same with that. I mean, I don't just eat peach skins.
Oh, yeah, you can bite into peaches.
Yeah,
just bite into peaches.
You ever had like a good juicy peach?
No, I don't usually eat peaches.
I mainly eat nectarines over peaches.
Nectarines are really good. I love
nectarines. Because they're a little bit smaller.
I don't know what a nectarine is.
It's like a miniature peach.
Oh.
It's kind of like if you took like an orange and a peach and you kind of pushed them together.
It's
also
less fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they taste pretty similar.
This is a better example. Think like a peach plum.
I've never seen a plum in my life.
Plums are so good. I'm bringing in plums one day. We're going to try plums.
Oh my gosh. Fruit taste test.
Yes. That's what's going to be our next episode. I'm going to bring in a bunch of fruit. Actually, no, we should probably wait till like summer.
Yeah. Stuff might be a little bit gross right now.
Yeah.
Vegetable taste test.
I love fruits and vegetables so much. Like, I'm the biggest fan of like most of them. But then the ones that I haven't eaten,
you don't like.
I don't want to try them. Like plums and like,
I think my
cherries.
Is,
I don't know if those are a vegetable or anything, but
they're definitely a fruit.
They're berries because they grew on trees.
You don't like cherries?
I don't like raspberries or blackberries.
You're like alarming me. I love fruit. I don't think there's a fruit that I don't like, except I don't know if they're considered fruits. Dates?
Dates are good, but I don't think they're fruits. I think they're a dried version of something.
Like, I don't know what that is.
They have like, I just don't like
it. It's not, it's a very specific time if I'm going to eat a date.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not like I'm just like, yo, let me go to the store and buy some dates. Pomegranates, though.
Never had a pomegranate.
I go love insane pomegranates. For pomegranate. For Valentine's Day, I asked my boyfriend, I was like, you can get me chocolate covered strawberries, but I really, really want pomegranate. I love pomegranate.
I've never had one.
It's so good.
They're really hard to open, so I just get like the pre-made like little things in the plastic containers. But they're like,
they are well worth the effort if you're going to make it.
Yeah,
they are good.
Make it. You gotta like open it. Like,
okay,
get all the little things.
You know how like when you make a coconut, you have to like crack it and.
Never held a coconut in my life.
You know how like okay. You know
I live
how you
in
crack
Indiana.
You know how you crack a coconut.
I'm going to need you to put this in corn reference.
You know how when you shuck corn?
It honestly is kind of like that, though.
You have to shuck the corn and then you get like the berries out.
Except it's much more of a tedious process.
Yeah, you have to be a lot more gentle with it instead of like corn.
Interesting.
Corn, you just go. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never seen corn attacked like that. It's really just throwing
me off. You just
I don't like corn.
You don't like corn?
No. Nope.
That's such a weird thing to not like.
No, I hate corn so much, and I hate that we grow it in Indiana so much. Why is it the only thing I see?
We got soybeans,
yeah,
and like wheat.
Where are you seeing wheat?
Yeah, where?
Maybe that's just BC corn.
What did you say?
BC corn.
Like before.
Every single time it's like before something.
Before corn. I just think corn.
Like BC Brooklyn was like before I was born.
BC Brooklyn.
Wait, I'm gonna start like stealing
it's
that.
It's so funny.
It's actually funny. And every single time, everyone like looks at me really confused, and then is like, "Oh yeah,
BC." That's actually funny. That's actually hilarious.
That's actually hilarious. You know, like the Hope Core edits on TikTok.
Just, when it has like the text.
Oh my god, I hate corn.
It's just like
flawed mangoes underneath. That's just oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh my gosh, I know what you're talking about. And they just take like different viral clips, and it's just like B-roll. Of,
I do not like the Santa Claus.
It makes me so mad watching them because I'm like, what in the world?
It's so funny though.
They are really funny.
I don't ever listen to the full video.
Oh, you're missing out.
I see it and I scroll.
I repost every video of them I see. I think earlier.
Yeah, I see them on your repost.
Yeah,
I don't repost at all. Oh my gosh. I'm like a repost. Like, it's like my second like button. It's like, oh, repost. I don't, it's not even relatable. I'll just like, oh, funny.
No.
Funny repost.
Funny, I'll repost that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that about wraps up the time we have for this segment. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about some St. Paddy's Day and some other like smaller holidays. So that's going to be real interesting. Stay tuned for that. Definitely.
Do it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for staying tuned. More conversation to follow after this short break.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to this station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to another segment of the Arabian Rundown right here on 91.7 WEEM. Today we're going to be talking about some St. Paddy's Day and some other national days.
Woo!
Woohoo!
St. Paddy's, I gotta be honest, I don't know anything about St. Paddy's Day. I'm pretty sure it's for the Irish.
It is. It's, yeah. Leprechauns, woo, pot of gold.
Yes. Did anyone ever do any like celebration or like party or anything for?
I just wear green.
Yeah.
It's my dad's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
My mom's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
So is my friend's.
Your parents are twins.
There's a problem if there is. Yeah,
big issue there.
Yeah. sorry. St. Patrick's Day. I don't really celebrate it. Just wear green. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Europe next year for it. Marching band. We're doing it's actually pretty big deal.
We're going
to Ireland and we're doing the Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving,
St.
the St. Patrick's Day parade in Ireland.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, that's insane. Yeah, that's going to be a big deal.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like, oh, this is going to be some like small little parade in Ireland. No, it's the Ireland. Parade.
It's
yeah.
It's that the
Irish
parade.
Ireland St. Patrick's Day.
I was like,
How'd you get into that?
I don't know. It's just our marching band. Like we take a trip every other year and then we're like, we're going to Ireland and we're doing the St. Patrick's Day parade.
We're going to New York for St. Paddy's Day this year. We'll be in New York for choir.
Whoa.
We got to sing and dance in Providence, Rhode Island first, though.
See, I figured out you guys are taking like pretty much a very similar trip that the marching band did, except we did the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are also going by a plane. You had to drive the whole way there.
We fly to Rhode Island and then we drive up to New York.
See, we just drove the full 14 hours.
I love driving.
Like, me too.
I love long trips.
But in a bus not full good. Of other...
Specifically, yeah. I like to drive at night.
I like to drive at night, too.
It's, I know, some people don't like it, but I love driving at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
but I'm a chronic sleeper.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're definitely
If you
right.
couldn't tell, I'm not.
I'd have to pull over and take a little nap.
I'm like I'm a chronic sleep driver.
Oh, that's not... that's a bigger issue.
I'll wake up in the morning... And like go to school and I'll be like falling asleep at the wheel. It's so bad.
I don't think you should admit that.
I think that's like you need to wake yourself up.
My mom is so bad at it too. Like, so my mom's really bad at it. So whenever we drive anywhere, even if it's like an hour away, the whole entire time I'm just staring at the rear view mirror just to like, watch as her eyes slowly close up and be like, mother. And then she'll wake up and then continue driving. Oh. And then her eyes will close again. Mother.
Mom. Drink an energy drink or something, dude.
I've never had an energy drink before.
Oh.
Wow.
Let me, that's also what we're going to do. We're going to try some. I have
introduced an energy drink.
I have two whole cases in my house.
Oh, wow.
I drink one every day.
Speaking of days, February 27th is going to be quite the crazy day, people. Oh. International Polar Bear Day.
Oh.
I love polar bears, but I've seen a lot of sad TikToks as of recently, and I don't really want to go into topic about those because they're sad, but I love polar bears so much.
You know, I think they're pretty okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite. I think they're just cute little guys, though.
Yeah. What is your favorite animal?
Raccoons.
That's my favorite animal.
You just said they were polar bears.
I said I liked polar bears.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, raccoons are my favorite. I love them.
We could literally walk outside right now. I would say, what is my favorite animal? And Mr. Walton would say raccoons because he just asked me like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Raccoon. Are any schools, I think you guys are talking about, what school's mascot is raccoon?
I don't know, but I want to go there.
Yeah, me too. I'll be there.
I love raccoons so much.
I'm an armadillo kind of guy.
Really? Mm. I don't know a lot of people who's like, oh my God, I love my armadillos.
So you know what? I'm not a sloth person.
Oh, I think they're cute.
Okay, their faces are cute, but their hands are weird.
Oh, yeah, like their talons.
They're little like talons, but they're really long, and they just seem uncomfortable, and they don't seem very efficient.
Yeah, they're sleepy guys. It makes me a little
annoyed. They used to be like 9 feet tall.
Sloths?
Yeah, like 9 foot tall sloths.
That's really
scary. What like natural selection was like, we got to make these things smaller. Like, you know what I mean?
A giant meteor.
Oh.
Oh, so you're talking about dinosaurs, not sloths.
No, I'm talking about prehistoric sloths. We're 9 feet tall.
Isn't anything prehistoric a dinosaur?
No.
Yeah, the prehistoric, the like giant, like 6 foot long dragonflies were dinosaurs.
Was that a thing?
If they died,
like massive dragonflies.
That's actually scary.
If they died in the meteor, they are immediately a dinosaur. That's the criteria.
Did you like pass freshman biology?
Yeah.
What did it take you?
A pluses.
So like the fish that died due to a meteor, those are dinosaurs.
What
do you mean?
But if they didn't die, then they evolved and they became the tiny little fishes that we have today. Therefore, those aren't dinosaurs because they didn't die.
I'm not saying every fish. I'm just saying one fish died when there was a meteor. Like,
he's a dinosaur, but not his species.
Just he's a dinosaur. Okay.
Speaking of like other creatures, you know, that kind of thing. Did you know March 20th is National Abduction Day, like Alien Abduction Day?
Wait, that's kind of cool.
March 20th. So like, I don't know.
I wonder how many calls 911 gets.
Please help. The aliens.
That's okay. Is that
hi, 911, what's your emergency? I'm being hurted by aliens. Please help me.
Why specifically March 20th, I wonder?
I don't know.
28th, right?
No, 20th.
Oh, 20th. Huh. Mm. I have no clue.
Another day. Another day. Today is National I Hate Coriander Day. Also, what is coriander?
I think it's like a little herb
that you like. Is it like a little garnish, like parsley?
No.
What's like? I just saw it. I was like, I hate. It's like National Hate Coriander Day.
I hate coriander.
Like, what is like? I think it is like a little green thing, but
it sounds like a Pokemon.
Go kinda, coriander.
Yeah, it honestly does.
Which kind of leads me to my next day, February 27th still, but it is National Pokemon Day. Did you guys play Pokemon Go as like it's
Pokemon
I,
Go? Or?
I played Pokemon Go. I did. And
every,
I watched.
I played every single Pokemon game. I watched every single one of the shows.
I forgot which game I played. I think it was Scarlet, and then I played Pokemon Go.
Okay. X and Y.
Do you
was
still
my
play
favorite.
Pokemon?
It was my
Go?
First.
No, not as much, yeah. But that's just because I feel like no one else does it, and it's kind of embarrassing, like going to a public space and going, catching my Pokemon.
Guys, let me go catch it.
Guys, I need to go catch something. I'll be right back. And then you have to like,
it sounds like you're going to catch a disease, right? Like a pole or something. Right.
So like, my super rare Mon has been in the back this whole time. Let me go grab it.
Mon.
Oh, oh my God.
But yeah, no,
it's a good game. I used to be, I think I was like, my mom played my account a lot for me because she was obsessed with it and I liked it okay. And there's one day I like logged into my account and it was like, I don't know if they have max levels, but I think at the time it was the max level and that I look at my index. I'm like, I did not catch any of these. I had like 3 shinies. I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, Mom, how long have you been on my account? She's like, oh, I've just playing on it. And I was like, okay.
You want to know what's also really interesting? January 7th is National Bobblehead Day.
I wish I could be turned into a bobble. Not me, but I wish there was a bobblehead version of me.
Do you think we could get like a bobblehead version of the podcast staff and have it like
that would be so cool.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
This is so weird that we brought this up. My dad lives in Arizona, so like he's been texting in the group chat that we have like for our family, and he sent a picture of one of those like, oh, what are they called? Like
Funko Pops?
Funko Pops. And it's him. Yeah, he made one of himself.
I made it for my friend for Secret Santa for choir. You really? Can custom make them.
Yeah.
Oh.
He'd sent a picture and it was like one of them. And my mom was like, oh, geez. And then I was like, you should not have a credit card. Yeah, but it was actually kind of cool. I mean, it looks like him and it's got like, you can like put little things in their hands and stuff. It's so funny.
Peak use of free will right there.
Exactly.
That's a good present idea. Yeah. I'm going to have to keep that in the...
The old noggin.
The noggin.
Logan, you use so many like weird words. Like,
I have an advanced vocabulary.
Oh. I can't this podcast.
This is great.
I can't do that. No way.
I have an advanced vocabulary.
Stop, please.
My vocabulary has
stop.
A new
taking the headphones off.
Any more days, guys?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So like obviously, so podcast isn't the only thing we do here at radio. We also like go on VT and go on air. And for a while, a lot of people would use the national days to like talk about them on VT and air.
We got them banned.
Yeah. Because we love doing it. And I've just come to the conclusion that there's a day for everything.
Yeah.
Like genuinely, and like there's like National Couch Day. There's National Weem Camera Day, I'm sure.
So,
how y'all doing?
I'm trying to remember my national days. I remember, I think it was there is a National Radio Day. I know that.
Yes. I think it's February 19th.
Oh.
Was it this recent? I thought it was like last
no,
quarter.
That was, that
or
was,
January 19th.
No, we had National Arabian Day when you, me, Zion, and Watson all went.
I'm
and
talking about something else. There's a National Radio Day and it's January
yeah.
February
oh, yeah,
19th.
It might be January. I think it might be January because February feels too soon. January is like forever ago.
Yeah, you missed it. She named a bunch of My Little Pony characters on the air, like live on air.
Oh.
Me and My Little Pony, oh my gosh, we are the best of friends. Friendship is magic, people, and I just want you to let you know.
Oh my gosh, I just saw someone's Instagram post and like we went to UPaint and then we watched
Hey
my
Sophia,
Little Pony.
That was me.
No, it wasn't you. It was also
it was Haley, but it was
yeah.
of me.
Yeah, it was of you.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
You know, I think we should continue this conversation about like cartoons and TV shows in our next segment. Yes. So make sure you stay tuned for that. It's gonna be a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for staying tuned. More conversation to follow after this short break.
OMG, did you see 917 WEEM's new Instagram post?
Yeah, how do they always have the coolest content?
Keep up to date with what's going on in the station, as well as around the campus and community, by following us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
Online, on air, and on demand. 917 WEEM.
Welcome back to another segment of the Arabian Rundown right here on 917 WEEM. Right now we're going to be talking about cartoons. Yes. And Brooklyn here, Brooklyn loves cartoons.
I'm a big fanatic of like, so not even just cartoons, but like childhood movies and like TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Perchance the Jim Carrey Grinch.
We don't need to revisit this.
I don't, that wasn't a good memory for me personally. So I don't think that I would use that one. However, I did watch My Little Pony yesterday, as you were talking about. I went to UPenn Pottery with my friend. And I worked there, so I like worked there, and then I like got there with my friend, and it was kind of a little awkward. I like accidentally, a little off topic, but this is so funny. So I work at a library, and so I like my whole job is to like make sure that the shelves look good and stuff like that. So when we went into like the school's library, I was like walking past this shelf, and I like half turn, half stop, and like go backwards trying to like fix the shelves, because I always do that. Like I'm always walking and then I realize that there was a shelf behind me that I need to like fix. And so then I'll like have to like really quickly turn and go back. And I did that there and I was like, this isn't my job. Like I don't need to do this. And then yesterday I went to UPaint and I'm like walking past these chairs that aren't pushed in. I'm pushing in the chairs and I'm like, again, I'm off the clock.
I don't need to work right now.
It's like it's engraved in my brain and I just can't stop it. I still push those chairs in, even though I realized I'm not working right now.
Ooh, not a cartoon, kind of off topic from cartoons, but on the topic of UPaint. I went there with my boyfriend in about October, and I don't think I ever picked up our stuff.
January, February, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, they might still have it. It's not likely.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not eager. I don't care if I don't get it. But I just remember, I was like, hey, I never picked up the things we painted.
I painted a mushroom with my girlfriend the last time I was there.
Oh, that's cute. I have a little cup that I painted on Valentine's Day.
With a significant other.
And I went yesterday and we painted little dinosaur mugs because I saw them when I was working. And I was like, I can't pass up this opportunity.
Right.
Yeah, that is, it's dandy.
Anyways, cartoons. So after UPaint, I went to my friend's house and we watched My Little Pony, the movie. And oh my gosh, it's such a good movie. I love the art style. I love everything about it. But My Little Pony and me have been best friends lately. Friendship is magic. And I would like to know that till the day I die, because it's just so true. In every single episode, I'm like, these are the bestest of friends.
And they're just so friendly and nice to each other. Exactly. And they are so nice and love each other. And they're so nice.
I've been watching Unicorn Academy, which is like a newer TV. I really want to watch more Barbie movies again.
Barbie movies? I watch Barbie movies. I have cousins who were younger than me, and I watched Barbie movies.
March 6th, the new Power Rangers movie comes out, and it's like...
Wait, which was it? The live action one?
Yeah. I'm watching... They've all been live action.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we could watch it in the studio.
Can we do a Weem field trip to the movie theater? Like a podcast exclusive.
That would be so fun.
Podcast exclusive.
But I don't think it's in theaters.
It's on theaters?
Only on Netflix. That is so...
You know which one it is?
Netflix?
Like, no, what? Like what Power Rangers it is? Because...
Live action.
Like the T-Rexes.
Dino Charge.
Dino Charge, Dino Force, Ninja Force?
What's the Fury one?
What?
RPM.
RPM.
There's also the Mystic Fury.
Samurai, Mystic Fury, Mystic Force.
Zoo.
I only watched
one that's just called Zoo.
I only watched like the ninja ones.
Mighty Morphin.
Oh my gosh. I got annoyed with all the space ones though.
I didn't watch the space.
I didn't like the space ones.
I only did the dinosaurs and the ninja ones.
The dinosaurs were cool. Mystic Fury was cool. What's the one where they had the cell phones and then they would like type in a number and then it would be like
7.
Oh, Mighty Morphin. It was Super Mega Force. No, it was Mega Force and then...
He's a fanatic.
I had thousands of dollars worth in Power Rangers toys today. Like if I still had them, I would have thousands of dollars worth of Power Rangers toys, but I don't.
I had the little Dino Charge like... toy.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. Like the one where you could like insert the little charge and you could spin it. And yeah.
Yes, it was so cool.
I had the Mighty, like the green one and the red blades. You know, the keys? Mm-hmm. Like there were little keys you could flip up with the Power Rangers. You'd stick it into the thing and twist it. Had that. I had the ones with like the blasters where it was like the
Yeah.
The Zords.
I know all I had of them. That. Literally all of them.
That's crazy.
There was also, I had the Ninja Force katanas that you could like spin the like disc on.
Okay, but here's my thing about the Power Rangers. So I looked at one yesterday or like 2 days ago or whatever. And there was like one from 2022. It's a new one. And I was like, I'm gonna watch this. Mm-hmm. But here, we have had CGI for so long now, okay?
It's still bad.
Those things are the worst.
Which is why so I only watch like the older ones, because they used all practical effects and then they didn't use as much digital. So like Samurai and all those.
Yeah.
Those are super cool because you have all those practical costumes.
And like there were some, like the monsters always, like the villains always looked bad in every single Power Ranger. I will stand by that. They looked stupid. And like then like
there was one that was a literal lipstick.
Yeah.
It was just
a
lipstick.
And then they're like monster, like they're, you know, morphs and all that, where like the costumes were really bad quality and all that. But like at that point it was like it was cute because it was like, okay, whatever.
Let's just say it was cool because you saw giant robots fighting giant monsters.
Exactly. But now it was like, it's 2022 and you're producing this and it looks like it was made in the 1900s. Like what in the world?
You say it's like the original Power Rangers was like the early, like late 90s, yeah, to like early 2000s.
Also, what are your guys' favorite Power Rangers?
Like,
give me a color.
Because
they all have like, I feel like they usually have the same personality, even though they change colors.
Pink is like a girl.
Yellow's also a girl, but she's like the tomboy girl.
Yeah.
I was.
Red was the leader.
If I had to say,
it's like Ninjago.
Blue, or like the Tommy green or white, like the Mighty Morphin green,
like
white.
The
Special
four.
Ranger, you know how
or like the black or the white ones.
So
that
the
was
black
like,
ones,
they
the
were
white
like
ones were
the
cool.
Mysterious ones.
Yeah,
that
like,
there's another color.
Yeah,
there's a Gold Ranger now. Gold Ranger. There was a really cool one. It was in Samurai. There was a Silver and a Gold Ranger. They only showed up during the movies, but they were really cool. Mm-hmm. They were really cool. They had really cool powers.
I just want to watch Power Rangers. I just want to watch like all of the kid shows. And you know what? I hate that like some of the kid shows are getting so old, like now that they're not on streaming platforms anymore. Like that makes me so
like
sad.
What? Give me an example. Because I'm trying to think
so,
with
like,
you.
Barbie movies, they're
oh,
not
yeah.
on streaming
platforms.
Oh,
I have
platform.
Them on DVDs. I have all the DVDs.
Let
do we have a DVD
me.
Player here?
I don't know. I don't
we
think
could
so.
Get,
we
like,
do. The computers have DVD drives in them. We can go watch Barbie movies.
Yeah. My favorite Barbie movie was the spy one when they were spies.
I loved that one in Starlight Adventure.
Which one is that?
That's the one where she's in space and she's got that little like fluff ball.
Oh,
friend.
I didn't watch that
really?
One.
Really? Oh, it's good.
I watched the ballerina one. I like that one. And then the spy one was my favorite.
The spy one's so cool. I love the Mermaidio, like not Mermaidio,
yeah, it's
no.
It's a classic. The mermaid one is
the Mermaid
the
Tales?
Mermaid one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a great
that's
one.
That's a classic.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
I didn't love the fairy ones. I was never a big fan of the fairies.
No.
They were okay.
No, you're
yeah,
right.
It's like, they were okay.
Secret Door was cool.
I was going to say, I think the fairy ones are for like a younger audience, but I think they all are.
Yeah.
Hey, I was a big Scooby-Doo guy, so.
What about the video game one? Have you watched that one? It was on Netflix for a while.
No, I never watched the video game one.
It's kind of cool.
I did play the Barbie Spy video game.
It was
on
that was the thing.
girlsgames.com or something. And it was like, I don't know.
Oh, the
fun.
Pink website. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it was like covered with ads and like, girl, like games.
Click
and like
here, click here.
And, yeah, like, and you could do like their makeup and their hair and stuff. That was my favorite.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. What other ones? I've watched Voltron. I watched Voltron for a while before it like left Netflix. And I was really sad about that.
I heard that was good. I just never watched it.
It was another mecha type thing.
Mecha? What's that mean?
Robots.
Robots.
I was a big Scooby-Doo guy, so I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo.
Did anyone watch SpongeBob? I feel like that's always a
oh my god,
no,
that was my first word. It was my first word.
SpongeBob?
Yes, I'm being so serious. My dad would sit me in front of SpongeBob all the time, and my first word was Bob. Being so serious. And then I eventually put Sponge to it.
Yeah.
I never watched SpongeBob, but we are doing SpongeBob the musical for the show here.
Whoa. I heard. Where are you going for?
Yeah, Layla's going to be in it.
Yeah, she auditioned. Do you know that?
She did.
Yeah,
I know Kayla did. I didn't know
Layla did.
She talked to me. She's like, I'm auditioning for the musical. I'm like, for who? She's like, anything they give me. And I'm like, what are you singing? She's like, Call Me Maybe.
She got in.
She
got in.
Oh my gosh.
I want to know what she got, like her role.
The cast list comes out tonight, so I'll let you, I can let you guys know.
Gosh,
I'll send it to you guys.
No.
Good for her.
That's so funny. She was like, I'm a senior, like I'm just going to do what I want. And yeah. like, go for it. I thought she was joking.
It's a great time. It's a great time.
Yeah. I also thought she was kidding until she came back. She was like, I did my audition.
She was like, I have my audition tonight. And I'm like, are you serious?
I did my audition on roller skates. Because there's a roller skating part in the show, and that's what I wanted to be. They're called the Electric Skates. They are a roller skating rock band.
That's so funny.
You know anything about me?
Yeah.
I know how to roller skate. Like, I'm a roller skater.
The roller skater.
And I'm in
a
rock band.
You look like a roller skater.
Yeah, you look
I'm in a rock band, too, so it kind of plays well.
What are those one people that, like, they wore the blue and the yellow, like, the teal and the yellow, and they always had headbands on, and, like, their hair was really fluffy? And
these
people always said... Yes.
Like the 80s
That's
workout
what
instructors?
You look like.
Oh,
go. Let's go.
You
go
can
team.
Do it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Work it.
Come on, ladies. I need to see you pump some muscle.
Left. Right. Left. Right.
There was a whole segment.
I didn't even care.
There was an 80s workout segment in Legally Blonde. Like it was a
That's
number
so
called
funny.
Whipped into Shape, and we had like jump ropes and we did jump rope choreography.
That's funny. It's just like a workout. You're like actually sweating. Like
no, I literally, we had to do sit-ups at the end of that choreography.
Make sure you really act here. Good job, Logan. I'm not acting.
I'm not acting.
This is horrible.
Oh, that's
Please.
Funny.
yeah, but I'm like a big.
I will let you know about that cast list though.
Please let me know. Yeah. I want to know so bad.
Yeah.
Callbacks are going on right now, actually.
She told us about that. She's been talking about it. It's so funny. Call Me Maybe was she was gonna do Let It Go, but then her mom told her that it probably wasn't in her vocal range.
I don't think Call Me Maybe is either.
That's like alto.
I don't think there's many songs in her vocal range.
what's her vocal range?
I wouldn't not. Not there. no, she's like she can sing, but it's like she can sing like a normal, like not a, like a normal person,
like she's,
you know?
Like she's not like a, she's never been in choir, like trained mm-hmm. or anything. She just sings like regular person.
It's
would
sometimes
sing.
It like, it's, you know, it's out of tune, but like also she hasn't been trained. So it's just funny. And
I mean, there's the potential's there. She's just.
Yeah. It's so funny. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm going to need that cast list.
No problem.
But yeah, basically moral of the story is I love like childhood shows. They're so cute. And they don't make shows like that good anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I know you're so
true.
Real. There hasn't
it's
been
the,
like a...
The quality of kids' shows has declined.
I think the only good one left is... I know people kind of dog on this, but like Bluey.
I love Bluey.
Bluey's great.
It's good.
Bluey's great.
Yeah, Bluey's cute. Mm-hmm. It's very educational.
Yeah, like I can like
I just have some like moral questions in it too, which I think mm-hmm, is interesting because it's like a kid's show, you know.
Mm-hmm. But those kids are being raised by blue dogs. Like you can't get wrong.
Backyardigans. Backyardigans was the best kid's show.
I don't remember a lot of it, but I definitely watched it.
Super Y was peak.
Telling you,
I could any PBS show I was like crazy for because we didn't have cable.
What was it?
So.
Wildcrats.
Oh,
Wildcrats.
Gosh.
People.
You knew it was a good day in class when you got to watch a Wildcrats episode.
I never got to watch Wildcrats episode in school.
Really?
You never did?
That's really
they
sad.
They deprived me.
You're only a year older than us.
What was the one like the odd? It was like the odd.
Family
house.
Odd Parents?
Yeah. No. It was a PBS show and it was like, they were like this spy organization. It was like odd something.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh my gosh. Odd. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did you guys
about.
Know that there's an app?
I'm going to find this out.
Like you can download an app and it's PBS Kids and you can watch those shows for free.
I did not know that.
Wait, I mean, obviously you could because they were like.
Babysitter knowledge right there.
You could just watch it for free?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure PBS Kids is still on my phone.
Martha the dog.
Odd Squad.
I never watched Odd Squad.
They were like, it was not a cartoon, was it?
No, it was live action, but it was really good. You would watch it. I would watch it in class. It was like educational.
Yeah. So I think the like Teletubbies were before me.
Tinky Winky.
But those things scared me.
Dipsy.
Okay, wait. It can't be before me if you guys know it.
I never watched it.
I just know that one.
Yeah. I just know the song.
Okay, that's good.
I think I saw a clip of it and they were like trying, I think they were explaining colors and one of them was like explaining pink. Like they're like red plus pink. Like red plus white mix it together and it like wasn't, they put it like in a machine or something and then it came out and it was pink.
What are some other TV shows? I can't even think. Paw Patrol, obviously.
Oh, I was looking at like the character list for Paw Patrol. I was like, I don't even know these guys. Like, where's Rubble at?
Yeah.
Like,
where's Zuba? Go? What's going on?
Like, who are these guys?
Yeah. Liberty.
What?
Who?
It's a little Dash Hound now. I don't think she has powers.
I thought it was Dachshund. Like Dachshund.
Yeah.
Dachshund. Is Dachshund?
Yeah.
Dash Hound?
Dash Hound. That's how it's spelled. Just...
Hound. Because you're dashing.
Get it. Yeah, we got it.
My favorite one for Paw Patrol, it was the
Marshall, Chase, Zuma, Sky, Rocky.
I don't remember Everest. The names, but I think Rocky the one with the green.
Yeah.
I liked him, and I also like
go.
Yeah. And I also like the brown one who was like
Zuma.
The water guy.
Zuma, yeah.
Zuma's
he was
cute.
Orange.
Even though they like barely like used him.
Yeah, I know.
Zuma like never there.
I need a water rescue. And they're using everybody but him.
this guy's like, whole thing is water. Dog, you're yeah. using the police officer.
like, why is Chase over here?
Like, get bro out of here.
Like Marshall. Like firefighters. Like, water.
What are you doing?
Rubble? Rocks.
Like, what?
Yeah. No, Zuma. No, Rocky always got used for, like, anything water related. Zuma was never used.
He was literally a recycling truck.
Yeah.
He had a whole episode where they were just picking up litter.
Dude, there was one where, like, they're, like, the, like, little cats. They're in, like, this thing and the little kids making, like, deliveries around the whatever it's called. I was like... There's no problem here. I think the cats ended up getting loose and then they catch the cats. But I'm like, also, why were the cats the most problematic?
There's a whole separate like, island for cats. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it was a little rude.
Did you ever watch Cats versus Dogs?
No. I didn't even watch Blue's Clues.
It was like you could like select your side at the beginning of the DVD and it'd give you a different movie.
Oh, that's cool.
That actually really is cool.
What are some other ones? No. Wait, I'm thinking of the ones that are like the kids, the science kids. Not Sid the Science Kid. Little Einsteins.
Oh, I used to
that was music.
Going on a trip.
Was music.
They were music?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
it was yeah, music. They were.
It would do like classical orchestra stuff, and you'd learn about all the composers. So you like.
Wow.
What's the other one? Team Mizumi.
That was how I learned math. Honestly, when I was little, that was like I was an academic weapon from day one. Yeah. You know,
because Team Mizumi, Super Y was my favorite.
I don't remember a lot. Were they just like did they do like fairy tale stories?
Yeah,
and they were like.
You had to fix. Yeah. They had to like fix them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember the Princess and the Pea one.
I don't remember any of them.
I do. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I remember like the cover, and that's about it. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other shows I watched. There was I already said this, Martha.
So I didn't. Yeah, dog. Like Martha. I think you said it earlier.
An average dog.
But I never had cable.
Yeah.
So like
we did have cable, but just not for. There was a period of time where we didn't, and PBS was.
I'd never had cable. Never had like TV shows, so like everything that we watched was off Netflix and stuff, and that's like just how we. Mm. I mean, it was.
The fun. I mean, we don't have cable now, but that's because everything is like
on digital. On,
yeah, like you don't need cable anymore.
What other ones are there? My Little Pony was big in my house. Voltron was huge in my house. Oh, Star Wars, Clone Wars. I was a little older.
I watched it.
Yeah, I loved it.
I know what you're talking about. I know that was like. A big thing because I know kids in my school would be like, did you see Star Wars, Clone Wars? Oh my gosh. But I never watched it.
I think we're going to have to wrap this up here soon. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. So we're going to have to wrap it up right now. You got anything you want to say?
I think we're good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Arabian Rundown. Stay tuned for more content by following 917WEEM on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram, or on any platform podcast can be found. You can find the video version of this episode at WEEM Media on YouTube.